you came into my world like a fucking tornado. I've always wanted to see one. I've had close encounters before. But one's never come straight at me like that before. I don't know if I needed you so I didn't get hurt by other people that I talked to. Neither of us had any idea what it was going to turn into in the beginning. It was just fun at first. So down to earth. So sexy. God, it's so sexy. I mean, do things for you. My compliance came without question. It wasn't even a second thought. I was just like, obviously I will do this for you. And you did the exact same thing for me. Felt like I knew you for a lot longer. But I think it was only like a week or two. That's all it took. Like a mental ninja. Fucking got right in there. Inside my head. Once you're in my head, you found your way to my heart. I'm not saying you're a bad person, or that you did it on purpose, or that you wanted to hurt me. But it's also not like you didn't know the situation when it started. The reason why it ended was something that you knew all along. And the way it ended, literally 1 minute we're getting off with each other, and the next minute is goodbye. Literally sitting here scratching my head, looking around like, what the fuck just happened? There's no way that it just went from that to this. It's just like a tornado. 1 minute everything is fine. The next minute your entire world is upside down. And you're gone. And I'm just left here scratching my head going, fuck. Now I gotta clean up the mess. How do I do that? Why do I do this? Why do I let people in so easily? It always ends in pain. But I miss you. wonder if anybody listening to this gives half a fuck. It's weird. I post some of the dirtiest shit. But I do have a heart too. I'm just a regular dude. Ninety percent of the time, I'm good with keeping things on the up and up. Not letting feelings get too much involved. We're just here to have some fun. There's always that one. And I've been lucky enough to have a few. But there's always those people who show up and like that whole like, yeah, ain't gonna let nobody in. I'm a badass. I'm gonna have fun, fuck around. No big deal. They show up. And you're just like, you think to yourself, this is exactly what I've been waiting for. You are exactly what I've been waiting for. And for some reason, fate waited till now to show you to me. Just to be like, this is what you've always wanted. But it's something that you'll never be able to have. Now I talk to a bunch of people. And I like all of them. It's no secret. Everybody knows. I don't hide it. And everybody's cool with it. It's really one person that I talk to that's really, really got me on the hook, too. But she lives absolutely nowhere near me. So it's a little different. So I can have these strong feelings for her. And it can suck at times, of course. But it lessens the blow when it's like, the only way I could ever see you is if one of us hits the fucking lottery. Kind of thing. So like, it's like, it's not really, it would be extremely difficult anyways. But when that person shows up that makes you feel that way, and they're really not that far from you, yeah, that's a whole fucking other level of suck. This is just a ramble. Still thinking about that person that's gone. She's been gone for a little while now. You still have me fucked up. A little bit. But again, this isn't so you feel bad. I'm not saying you're a bad person. I just... had to say something. I just wanted to say something that I know you're going to listen to, and I know you're going to know I'm talking about you, since we don't talk anymore. Just want to say hi. And I did have a lot of fun. I wish you the best. I'm going to be fine. You're going to be fine. It's just one of those things in life, like I said, that just has you sitting there scratching your head going, fuck me, man. Until you stand back up, clean up the mess and move on. That's what we do. Anyway, I'm sure nobody gives a flying fuck that's listening to this. I don't make random stupid rambles very often, so this one's kind of blah. Maybe the next one won't be so blah. What do you think?